you all very sincerely for coming. You know, you're supporting me tonight. You've supported me throughout my life in various guises and put up with my crazy ways, so I really appreciate it. Now, a novel, you see, I'm not very maternal, as anyone knows, so a novel would be the closest thing I have to having a child. Right? So, tonight, I'm letting my child out into the world. And I can only hope that it will be treated kindly and that it will be strong enough for this world. And the one thing I do know is it won't be coming home with dirty laundry. And I suppose really, I'll never really know what this novel will do in the world. You know, that's the nature of it. I can only hope that it will entertain you and speak to you in some way. And before I read a small bit of it for you, I would just like to, just a couple more thank yous to my family, putting up with my crazy ways, for blowing my trumpet around Clonmel and helping me gather this way bigger crowd than any of us thought tonight. And then just, you know, the practical support that you gave, and I really appreciate it. Putting up with my diva-ish ways ever since the announcement was made. And then I would like to thank Suzanne Power for kind and eloquent words, for taking the time and trouble to come tonight to launch the book. Without the book, without her, you would not be standing here tonight with a copy of the book, because you kind of lit the flame under me to write it. So I really appreciate that. To Book Republic, who helped me give birth to this novel. Here now, a man who's given birth. This is the part that's going to go on my bio. I had 27 rejections before I contacted Book Republic. 3 days later, I got a reply. I couldn't believe it. So it's brilliant. And thanks for organising the launch and for patiently answering my many, many questions. And I hope we'll have a long and fruitful relationship. And then finally, my thanks go to Norman, who gives me both roots and wings. Were not high, but they were too high to climb over. They stood between two red brick walls and were made of grey metal bars which twisted and turned. I traced the metal with my finger, following the patterns it made as far as I could. The bars were the same colour as the sky. At the top, the metal turned into words. I don't know what they said, because they were up too high for me to see. There were spaces between the bars, but they were too narrow to squeeze through. The gates clanged shut when the car drove out of them. I listened to the scrunching sound the tires made until I couldn't hear it anymore. My hands wound around the metal. It was cold and hard, and my fingers burned, but I held on until hands pried me loose. There were red marks on my hands from the metal. I didn't make a sound. Vikings never cried out